Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. Final chapter of the Midnight Train Mystery. Cy and Elmer and the sheriff have rounded up the gang of Mexican desperados and exposed the trick of the ghost train. A phonograph with a record of a train running was found to be the source of the real-sounding train that terrorized a whole railroad division and aided in the kidnapping of 6 men. The sheriff is now ready to take his prisoners to town, and Cy has taken Pat, the Irish section boss, back to the railroad track to get Elmer, who was left to guard the phonograph. However, there is more trouble. Elmer is gone, and the phonograph gone with him. Cy tries to explain it to Pat as they stand on the high bank overlooking the section car.
Well, all I've got to say is there's something mighty funny about this whole business, lad. Mighty funny, if you ask me.
Yeah, but I tell you, Elmer was right here, Pat.
Well, I'm not saying he wasn't, am I, Silas?
But where do you suppose he is now?
Well, how should I know? Now, wait a minute. You're supposed to be the detective, not me.
I bet something awful has happened to Elmer.
Well, now, what could happen to him in broad daylight, sitting out here in the sunshine by himself?
But it wasn't broad daylight when we left him out here. It was dark as pitch, and he's been out here for hours.
Well, he ain't here now. That's one sure thing.
Of course he ain't here, and we got to find him.
Well, come on. Let's start finding him, then.
No, I know Elmer is in some kind of terrible trouble.
Oh, your partner had a gun, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a gun and a flashlight. But maybe somebody sneaked up on him from behind.
Now, wait a bit, wait a bit. You boys are the funniest detectives ever I've seen in my born days.
Yeah.
You're afraid to go through the woods in the daytime, and your partner sits down in the middle of a big piece of open ground with a gun, a flashlight, and a phonograph. And now he's gone, and all his toys are gone with him.
You better not make fun of me and Elmer, Pat. If it hadn't been for us, you fellas never would have been found.
Well, that's what puzzles me. How you boys ever got this far from home without something happening to you, let alone rescuing me?
You can talk all you want to, but when we find Elmer, if we ever do, I bet something terrible's happened to him.
Oh, nothing's terrible happened to him, Cy. Wait a minute, is that the telegraph pole over there with the big box you were talking about?
Yeah, that's the only telegraph pole around here, ain't it?
Well, let's have a look at it. I wouldn't wonder if that train phonograph didn't run back up into that box and carry your partner right along with it.
Now you quit the joking, Pat, and help me find Elmer. I reckon I better go back and tell the sheriff he's lost.
Well, now wait a minute. That sheriff has got enough to worry about with that finding lost detectives. We'd do better be finding Elmer ourselves.
I don't see what could have happened to him.
Well, most likely he went back under one of them shady trees in the woods and is having a nap for himself.
No. Elmer wouldn't do that.
Well, why not?
Say, Pat.
What's the matter?
That's funny.
Well, I'm glad something's funny to you. What is it?
Why didn't Elmer come up to the ranch house and find the rest of us as soon as it was daylight?
Why, wasn't he told to stay and watch that phonograph?
Yeah, he was out all right. But it would have been all right for him to carry it up to the house as soon as daylight came.
Well, if you're so worried about him, why didn't you come looking for him long before this?
I wanted to come all the time, but the sheriff kept me so busy watching Manuel and looking for you fellas. I never had no chance till now.
Well, all right. Quit your worrying and let's find him. Come on.
To where?
Well, the only place he could have gone would be down the track. Wait a minute. That gives me an idea. Does this partner of yours like to eat?
Yeah, Elmer's a right smart eater, both spoon and chewing vittles. But what's that got to do with it?
Well, I see a little smoke coming out of the section car. And that means them boys is getting their breakfast. Your partner is most likely in there eating with him.
Well, if Elmer Peabody has run out from me and got himself some breakfast, I'll never forgive him.
Run out from you? Didn't you run out from him and leave him sitting out there 4 or 5 hours?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Then he has run out from you, and I don't blame him a bit, I don't.
You don't?
No, I've been ready for breakfast some time myself.
Why didn't we get nothing to eat at that rancho house?
Well, I tell you, the cook was so mad at the sheriff for arresting his boss... Then he chased us all out of the kitchen with a cleaver, he did.
Yeah, but after he was arrested as a accessory.
A what?
Accessory.
What does that mean?
I don't know. That's what the sheriff called him. The sheriff ought to made him do the cooking.
Sheriff told him to, but that boy was smart. He said if he was under arrest, the county could feed him.
Well, I know, Pat. All this ain't a finding poor.
Well, if you'll come along, Si, and do as I tell you, I'll bet you we won't be long in finding him now.
What are we going to do if he ain't in the car with them Mexican fellas?
Now, wait a minute. One thing at a time, lad, please. I never seen anybody in my born days that could hang as much crepe in 5 minutes as you can. I never did.
Do you reckon it'd be all right for us to just walk right straight up to that section car?
Well, and what could be the matter with that now?
Well, because there's most likely some terrible danger of some kind in there.
Oh, terrible danger, may I? Listen, Si, the Mexican lads never hurt nobody, they didn't.
Yeah?
Well, they get funny ideas sometimes, and this train had them scared to death, it did, but they're a grand bunch of lads, I'm telling you. It's Pacho Houlihan himself that tells you so.
Well, come on, then, and hurry up.
Well, wait a bit. Wait, steady, lad, and watch where you're going. Would you walk right off that bank?
I'm so worried about Elmer, I kind of forgot the bank.
Well, walk around this way and down the path, or Elmer will be looking after you, he will.
Hey, Pat.
What?
Hey, Pat.
What?
Pat.
Well, what's the matter now?
I heard something.
Well, what was it, then?
Well, I ain't right sure, but it sounded like, Pat. Look.
Well, if that ain't a sight now.
What do you reckon is making all them Mexican fellas run out of that car?
You can search me. But if them boys ain't breaking rickets and I never seen running down at all, they didn't.
No, sir. They just come out of that car and run up the track without a sound. It looked to me like they was kind of scared of something.
Well, they didn't look any too happy, and that's a fact. Maybe we better go down there and see what it's all about, huh?
Maybe there's trouble of some kind in that car, Pat.
There may be trouble in that car, but there's no Mexicans left in it. Look up the track. Look.
Yeah?
The bottoms of their feet.
Let's get to the car quick, Pat. Maybe Elmer's hurt bad.
Well, he does look sort of queer like now. Well, come on, we'll go down there.
Yeah.
Look out for this path, say. Look out now. Now, don't fall there. Don't fall.
Well, I don't hear any noise coming out of the car.
Well, go easy a minute. Go easy now, and we'll have a look inside that car. Step light on them cinders, will you?
Pat, it don't seem right for that car to be so quiet like. Elmer must have been hurt by them fellas, and they run off and left him.
Not on your life. I'm telling you, them boys never hurt nobody.
Will we just go right in the door of the car?
Well, it's a cinch. I ain't going through no window. Wait a bit, say. Wait. I heard something.
Huh? Hey, what did you hear?
Well, hush up a bit, will you, and I'll tell you.
There's that train again, Pat. The train. And it's getting louder.
Great Scott, lad. Quick, over here by the car. Quick, jump over these steps. Quick, will you? Get off the track, will you? Quick. My goodness. If that ain't the funniest sight I've seen since I was a kid.
Elmer Peabody, what are you doing in that car?
So there you are. And what might you be laughing at, if you please?
Well, I know what he's laughing at, and it was kind of funny.
Never seen nothing funnier than all put together.
Now, wait a minute, Jeff. You shouldn't laugh at Pat Elmer. He don't know the joke.
No, and that I don't. The last time I heard that, I was roped and carried off to that ranch house I was.
Yeah, Pat don't know all about that phonograph yet, Emmerich.
Well, look, come on in here, Pat, and I'll show it to you. Say, wait a minute, have you had any breakfast yet?
No, we ain't.
I said you'd be down here getting breakfast. I knew it all the time. But your partner here was out for believing he was killed entirely.
Yeah, I was kind of worried like, Emmerich.
Say, now, wait a minute, Pat, don't mind Si. My goodness, after you known him as long as I have, say, he's always worried.
Well, I mostly got something to worry about, too.
Yes, in your own mind you have. It's one thing I tell you all the time, never seen anything like it. Well, I was getting the boys to make me some coffee here, but, well, they left kind of sudden-like.
Yeah, we seen them a-going, didn't we, Pat?
Well, we didn't see them for long. I never seen them boys move so fast in the 3 months they've been a-working for me. What run them out of here so quick?
I thought they'd killed you, Emmer, and was running away.
Huh? Killed me? Say, no danger there. Just sit now while I see if I can get this coffee hot, and I'll tell you all about it. Ouch, ouch, blame it. Son, oh, goodness sake, that handle's hot.
Hey, what was the matter with them Mexican fellas, Elmer?
We'll tell you all about it, Si. Now, first of all, they come in here and got friends with the boys. And say, you know, they was right nice as soon as they knowed I was their friend. Yes,
yeah,
sir. And if there wouldn't be no more of this midnight train thing to bother them, well, while they was fixing the breakfast, I showed them this phonograph. And they thought it was right cute last start of that train making it going. Right then, they left in a big hurry, I'm telling you.
You shouldn't ought to have scared them like that, Emmer.
So the train's on the phonograph record, huh? Well, that's a good one. All right, all right. Come on, let's hear the thing run, will you? Come on.
Go on, Emmer. Run the train record thing for Pat.
Wait, all right now. Wait, if you don't jump out the window.
It takes a dad gum long to get the thing started, Emmer.
Well, wait a minute, will you? Get all upset here. My goodness.
Don't break the record, Emmer.
Well, I ain't going to break if you leave me alone.
Yeah, be a little steady now.
I'll have to fix it.
There she goes, Pat.
Well, saints alive, if that ain't the cutest thing ever I heard. Don't that sound natural? Now, listen to it. Getting away just like a regular train. She's rolling faster all the time.
Yes, she gets louder, too.
Say, come on, boys. Come on, all you boys. Better get on quick. Here we go. Remember, Si, we wanted to ride on the private train. Well, this is it. All aboard. All aboard. Snoop and Sleep to take me back to see the special. All aboard for Pumpkinville.
And so ends the mystery of the Midnight Train and the kidnapped section crew, with the Correspondence School detectives winning another case. Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Si and Elmer over this station.